As the building lights dimmed behind her, and the world jerked to an abrupt halt, Jean decided that this was the perfect time to slide into despair, and against the wall to the floor. The abrupt ceasing of descent had buckled her knees anyway, and the despair came along with it quite naturally. The building had died. Being trapped in a now motionless glass box on the side of an old skyscraper wasn't even the main problem. Not that she liked the way that the cabin moved about in the wind now the stabilizers were powered down. The main problem was that the building had died. The building was not supposed to die. The point of retreating into this relic was to avoid the fate of the megatowers, which had died. They weren't supposed to have died either, but Jean had hoped that the skyscraper would hold up where the megatowers hadn't. No one had been able to work out how the tower AIs had been subverted, even once it was realized that the problem was with the AIs themselves. Jean knew why. They hadn't been subverted. And knowing that, she'd come home, seeking the shelter of the old scraper, which had just died. It wasn't supposed to have died. It was a thought that seemed stuck in a loop. This scraper was the oldest of them all, or at least the ones that remained, which was why it had full heritage status, why it had not been upgraded in any meaningful way in decades, and why it shouldn't have died. Beyond that, it was part of her. It and its AI had been with her from the very beginning, and so it shouldn't have died. Its lights should still be reflecting off the lift walls, and she should still be on her way down to the lobby. Her face met the glass. Small and insignificant trees, so few and so isolated from each other, all the way down there. The old scraper knew things, a lot of things. Things most others didn't value or care to know. She'd always liked that about the scraper. It would tell her these things, and she'd listen with care and fascination. Later, when she was older, they would talk more about some of these things it told her. No one else cared to know them. That's why the Mega's AIs had done what they did. She closed her eyes. At least everyone had left the building, and it wasn't like anyone who hadn't would die, unlike those in the Mega's. One upside of being a relic was being self-supporting without power. There was no power. The emergency generators didn't seem to be working. No lights blinked, no motors hummed. No one spoke to her. The building had died. No one was going to rescue her either. No one was left who would. She would stay here, and she would join the fate of the scraper. No lights to blink, no motors to hum, no one to speak with.